I'm not wrong.
You know, I always try and have a little fun when I do my give and takes and respond to the videos that ladies put up, but I will also give them the men's viewpoint on what they're having to say. And I do my best to respect their opinion, even though sometimes they make it really difficult to do so. And this is probably going to be one of those times. Let's jump in and see what she has to say, shall we?
Okay, man, how are you not embarrassed when you ask a woman to split the bill or to go 50-50 in a relationship with you?
Well, this one's easy so far. How are we not embarrassed? Well, because there's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Like, literally, how are you not embarrassed to ask that question or even have a conversation about that?
Last I checked, this was 2024, not 1950. Times have changed. Y'all wanted equality, and now you've gotten it. But interestingly enough, you only want that equality when it favors you. Other times, not so much. Like, for example, when you're expected to pay your fair share when dating or in the relationship. When that happens, well, today's modern women suddenly throw equality right out the window because their actual belief is,
why are you not embarrassed as a man to want a female to buy into a relationship? Because that's the way I'm looking at it. When you ask a female to pay for her way in anything and everything, you are saying to her, you need to buy your way into a relationship with me.
Okay. Oh, the irony, huh? I mean, just when you think today's modern women can't go any higher, or should I say lower, with their demands, expectations, and mindset, they take it to levels you would have never thought possible in the past. Well, let me clear it up for you, darling. If having to pay for dates or whatever in a relationship between a man and a woman is buying into a relationship, well, men have been buying into relationships for time immemorial. But let's take it a step further. If the expectation is that men have to buy into the relationship, that means they have to be purchasing something. She's literally admitting that women have to be bought. To which I say, didn't women just spend the last God knows how many decades fighting to be seen not as commodities, but human beings? She's literally contradicting everything that women fought for. And yet they say it's men who are stuck in the past.
And no, it does not go the other way. And let me tell you why it does not go the other way. Because a man providing financially and taking care of a woman, guess what you get in return?
Oh, buckle up. This ought to be good.
You know that video a couple videos back when I asked what you wanted out of a relationship and you said peace and softness and caring and love, like just love? When you ask her to contribute to a relationship and you ask for that, you are asking her to give 150% while you're contributing 50%.
Well, there you have it, gentlemen. She came right out and said it. The only way you're going to get love, affection, caring, peace, acknowledgement, respect is if you pay for it. It's a business transaction to them. Nothing more, nothing less. They're not going to give it freely. There's a price to be paid, my friends. And that price is very steep. And it's only going to get more expensive the longer you stay in a relationship with them. The audacity of claiming that it's men demanding that 150% be given and they only give 50, when the truth is it's more like the men give 150% and the women give zero, unless it's bought and paid for, is mind-boggling. But it is the epitome of how today's modern women think. But it doesn't stop there. What's their standard response when you point this out to them? When you point out their utter hypocrisy and double standards? It's usually something like,
and then y'all get mad that a woman's not giving you what you want because you're asking her to basically be a business partner in your little relationship.
Well, I guess according to your rules, that's true. Men have heard what women have had to say for decades now. They've heard it loud and clear. And now they're having the same expectations of women that women have of men. There's a term for it. It's called equality. It's what you all wanted, and now that you've got it, you're all upset about it. It is hilarious how this mindset exists, and it isn't going away anytime soon. Because when you point out the double standard and hypocrisy of it all, the standard response is...
I'm not wrong.
Well, you may not be wrong, but with all due respect, the more likely scenario is you're gonna end up alone. So what do you think? Do you think her expectations are completely unrealistic? Or do you think that men should have to pay for everything when it comes to dating and relationships? Let me know in the comments below. And hey, check out these other videos where I talk about the double standards that men and boys face in today's society. And give me that thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe. It costs you nothing, only takes a second of your time, and helps grow the channel as I speak out on the issues that men and boys face in today's society.